Mayor-elect Jim Kenney has been out meeting Philadelphians this week with a series of town halls across the city. Katie Culinary attended some of these town hall meetings and joins me to offer observations. Katie, welcome. And first off, have these meetings been well attended?
Yes, actually, there's been a few hundred people at each one. There have been four town halls so far in North, South, West, and Northeast Philadelphia. And the last one is tonight in Strawberry Mansion.
And is there a consensus of what they're looking for from the new mayor?
Well, it really runs the gamut. It's not just complaints. Some people are making some suggestions, like a guy who showed up to two of the meetings. He actually is in a wheelchair, and he's gotten himself to two of these meetings to ask Kenny to consider selling the airport to get more money to schools. We put together a montage of the kind of things that people are asking for, so let's take a listen to that now.
Twice I was almost hit by a car walking in the crosswalk because of aggressive drivers. So I was wondering what your administration is going to do to kind of crack down on aggressive driving.
Do you have the power to stop any votes of schools becoming charter? Because see, my son's school
Frank Rizzo ran the city back in the 70s, the city was clean. You didn't see trash nowhere. But ever since he left, there's trash everywhere.
And so what I would like to see is incentives for existing businesses to encourage them to reinvest back into the community.
I want to know, what are your plans to really empower block captains in the city of Philadelphia?
One of the big concerns is our rampant drug problem.
City Hall kind of ignores us.
So nothing too surprising there, Dave. Of course, people are concerned about trash, crime, small businesses, and the dire financial situation in the city's schools. But that last woman echoed something that I heard from a lot of people. They feel disconnected from City Hall. Mayor Michael Nutter has been criticized for focusing too much on building up Center City, and this seems to be Kenny's first move before he even takes office to set a different kind of tone.
Are attendees coming away with a sense that Kenny is heeding their call?
Well, during the town halls, Kenny sits, he takes notes, he takes papers that people give him with information about their particular situations and promises to look into them. Remember, he was a city councilman for over 20 years before he ran for mayor. So this kind of constituent stuff is really in his blood. But I asked Kenny if he was starting to feel a little overwhelmed by all the problems in the city, and here's what he said.
I don't have a magic wand, and I'm not going to solve every one of these problems, you know, instantly. It takes setting up a process that moves everyone forward, and that's what we're trying to do.
The goal of these town halls is to pass on the ideas and concerns to members of Kenny's enormous 160-member transition team, who've also been attending the meetings. And the team is going to put out a report in January laying out the administration's priorities that's hopefully going to fold a lot of these things into it.
We already have a sense of what these priorities are.
Right. So in response to concerns about education, Kenny says there's going to be charter schools no matter what, but he's pushing his plan to create community schools that offer support services like healthcare. He talks about his $60 million universal pre-K program. In response to concerns about crime and drugs, Kenny talks about the need to, quote, retool public health dollars to get people into drug treatment. He talks about giving community development corporations more support to make affordable housing for people. But the big question is how he's going to pay for all of these priorities. He's talked about doing zero-based budgeting, which is sort of starting from scratch and just building up from there department by department, but it's a very difficult process and you have to make hard choices. But I think the big takeaway is that what we're seeing from these town halls is Kenny starting to really sell these ideas to the public so that when those difficult choices need to be made, he has the support he needs and he's building up goodwill with people. I left a lot of these town halls talking to folks who say that they've got high expectations of Kenny and the fact that he's showing his face in these neighborhoods is a positive sign and they just hope he'll be back.
Even implementing that $60 million pre-K program?
Well, we'll have to see.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Newsworks Tonight.